Sanibonani basakazi labalaleli be-Studio 7, mina igama lami nguRafael Mazela Ncube. Ngiyawusekela kakhulu umbono webandla le-MDC ekhokhelwa nguNelson Chamisa ukuthi kube nokutshengisela kukhununa ngomumo womnotho nokuma kwezinto elizweni. Izinto zivele kazisamanga kuhle. So kumele isend i-message ku-government. Singayisenda njani i-message ngaphandle kokuthi kube sitshengisele okunjani khonokho. Kufuze sitshengisele ukuze i-government ibone ukuthi sibe isikolo esisolayo kathe i-toll gate ithi $15 imota ezinyanga. Amabhasi lamabhonethi aselalamela i-$50. Kunzima isinkwa sisithenga $15 kumashopu khonapha. Kunzima akusadleki. Impilo isinzima nxa uhola ibhondi uhola 480 to 500 ukuthi uphila njani nabantwana ngendlela enzima kangaka. Sokumele mpela sibili kufanele ukutshengisela mina ngiyakusapota kakhulu. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, mina ngingarekhoda ku-Studio 7 endabeni nje angazi ukuthi noma ngirekhoda ngesikhathi esi-wrong noma ngirekhoda kanjani. Ngiyacela abasakazi uma ngabe ngizowuthola umlayezo wami ningitshele uma ngabe ngirekhoda ngesikhathi esi-wrong ngoba angisekho sure. Ayibazi imiyalezo yami ngiyathumela sengaze ngabeka phansi sengiqala futhi namhlanje ngoba phela asakusiza ukuthela umoya. Ngicela bandle ningifake nani emsakazweni ngike ngikhulume nje okungaphakathi kwami njengoba lesithithuba lokukhuluma. Ngiyabonga.
Lokho ngiyakusekela mina okuzokwenza kufanele kwenzakale ngolwesihlanu okutshengisela eZimbabwe ngesimo sokukhona sokuwa komnotho abantu bezwakalisa izikhalazo zabo njengawo wonke amazwe omhlaba nje. Ngiyakusekela kakhulu inkosi nathi Ndlovu. Angathi kungaba lo mphumela omuhle ngoba lokho okwenzakala elizweni kunzima kakhulu. Ugetsi uhamba ama-hours 19 hours yonke. Angikhuluma ngokomsebenzi ilizwe liyapha ngaphandle kwamazwe siyahlupheka kunjalo abasifuni asinamaphepha okuphila kulawo mazwe siyahlupheka sazi ukuthi siphephele ngenkokheli zeZimbabwe ezingamazwela zona lokho ziqhubeka zitshontsha ziya phambili. Mabona begula baya kwamanye amazwe bayokwelatshwa bayafulaya bebuye ko-South Africa belatshwa nabantu ababo labazukulu babo ababawutshelwa amaphepha nokuthi amapemithi bahlezi kuhle bandla izimali into esiyaziyo leyo. Kodwa thina isizwe seZimbabwe ma betshela amanye amazwe ma bewinile kulolo khetho bathi bavotelwe yithi kodwa sihluphekayo sihamba amazwe ngamazwe sihlupheke kanti kukaze kuphethe nganje.
Yebo yebo ku-Studio 7 lingabe litshona njani lapho likhona. Ye, ngifokasakhela-ke lapha u-Cloud lapha kobulawayo. Hayi, ngithi phambili nge-demonstration abantu asidemonstrateni sikhulume iy'khalazo zethu sikhale kuhulumende ngalokho esifisa ukuthi ngabe uhulumende uyakugcwalisisa ezithembisweni zakhe azenzileyo ngesikhathi sama-election. Ngithi-ke asambeni sidemonstrateni singadilizi izinto singalwisani kungabi lokulwa let's demonstrate in peace in love. Singabantu abakhulileyo eZimbabwe, I think we are mature now ku-politics. Okufunakalayo ukuthi kube ne-peace njengokuthi singabantu bani. Ye, ubuntu buqakathekile kakhulu. Let's do it.
Yeah, it is a Caroline Moyo. Ngithi mina ezi abantu bakumthakazi abayekele indaba yakaThamisa bengangeneleli kulo ukhetho lolu ngoba ngibona mina kuzobotshwa abantu bakwamthakazi kuphela kube abantu basemashonaland angeke beze bebotshwe. Abangangeneleli ngisho kabakuyekele kunjalo ngokwabo khona ngebezenzile bona bodwa.
Ngiyabingelela abasakazi abathandekayo lapho okhulumayo ngohloniphani Moyo owasentepe ngokuzalwa khona mina ngokubona kwami kungasomqondo omuhle ukuthi ubuke ngena esitaladeni ngoba kuyabangisa nje ukuthi abantu begcine besifa nje ngento engekaamsebenzi.
Ngiyabingelela msakazi. Ngihloniphani Nkomo mina igama. Leyo maski mina ngiyayisekela kakhulu. MTC. Ngithi lowo msebenzi abawenzayo imashi ayiqhubekele phambili, ngiyayisekela kakhulu ngoba ilizwe lethu siyafisa ukuthi silibone lilunga lisiya phambili nathi sisuke emazweni nathi sihlala ekhaya. Kusho ukuthi uhulumeni kawabumnangagwa kusho ukuthi yikho lokhu ozozwa ngakho ukuthi abantu batoyitoye umhlaba wonke ubabheke ukuthi ubayenza kanjani, kumbe bazobashaya abantu, kumbe bazoyenza kanjani. Kodwa lowo mzabalazo mina ngiyawusekela, ngithi phambili ngawo. Ngiyazibongela msakazi.